What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. It's interesting. This is why we have the art gallery, so everyone can look at a picture and tell you something different about it and tell you how
Mona
they see it.
Mona Lisa's not smiling.
She is or isn't?
No,
that's my question.
She's not smiling.
Jeff, she's 100% smiling. For the sake of this conversation, she's smiling.
I don't think so, Andy.
Well, I think we can debate that. So the big question is you know, was Dylan Gabriel trying to take a shot at Shedeur Sanders? I'm listening to Aditi this morning, Aditi Kinkabala, who did the interview. And then just knowing what we've heard from him throughout camp and then hearing what he had to say post game, although I do think the media part about calling the media entertainers or whatever. Well, yeah, okay. I get it. I understand what he's saying. But Jeff's right.
It's not an insult.
He's an entertainer too. Sure. Yeah, it's not an insult. It's not. And, you know, I can kind of see both ways on this thing. But for me, I don't think he was taking a shot. I understand why.
And if he was, everybody's interpreting that because it was not asked in the question, nothing about Shedeur and nothing about Shedeur in his response.
But it isn't.
If you want to think it was, go ahead. You're allowed.
Free country. There are folks out there that, you know, like think he did, like Ryan in Cleveland. Hi, Rhino.
Hi, Ryan.
Guys, good morning. Absolutely, I think that was a shot at Shedeur. There are 50 other things you can say in a post-game conference. You don't have to say that. If it feels questionable before you say it, then you go to something else. That's one. Real quick, part two, I think Jeff said if he said it, so what? Here's the thing. If he did say it and he meant it, that's a bad teammate. Guys, love your show. I'll keep listening. See you later.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
I would just say this. First of all, I don't think it was directed at Shedeur at all. Not one bit. If he did, might not be a great teammate, but might be a great competitor. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm going after this gig. And again, I don't think that's the way it was intended at all.
I keep going back and forth because I think what he said was, I think what Mike said too, is, you know, if you have any doubt about whether you should say it or not.
Well, he said it. He said it before. He said,
"Yeah,
he didn't hesitate."
I am totally waffling on this thing. Mike is in Cleveland. Hi, Mike.
Michael.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good.
Yeah, I think might be a little animosity there between those two guys, and because I know when Shedeur was playing against the Panthers. Dylan was down on the sideline. You know, usually a guy stands up on the sideline and watches the team go up and down with the team as they move. He was sitting over there with Watson like he was, I don't know what was on his mind, but while he was playing, Shedeur was, you know, throwing up the peace sign and, you know, hey, we got a touchdown. That's more of a team play.
And sitting on the bench with a towel over his head.
But you know what? He was trying to keep cool, Jeff.
They were all there for... Mike, they were all there for 3 hours. We can look at 10 seconds of anything.
Was he wearing
the Carolina Panther game was at night, so it was cool.
Nice, I like that.
But anyway, one other point here.
Anybody can interpret any of this stuff any way they want.
Just a quick question. You can make your second point in a second. Was Dylan wearing his helmet when you saw that? Or was he...
No, he wasn't wearing
when he was talking to Watson...
Yeah. He was talking to Watson.
I can't remember. Did he have his helmet on or not?
No, he didn't have his helmet on.
Okay, so then he wasn't listening to the plays that were going. Okay, all right. I'm just asking.
Yeah, but he's sitting there with the guy who would be the starting quarterback. Maybe he's trying to learn.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Well, you know, he's lucky he's not in New York. Like Stephen A. Smith said, he had no business saying that as a rookie. I mean, he's not McMahon or nothing like that. Not McMahon, but you know who I'm talking about.
We don't like it when our rookies aren't bold, and we hate it when they are.
You don't come in with that cocky attitude. You haven't done anything.
I mean, I'm sorry. Have you listened to Shador? He's come off really well, and like he's really confident. That's great. Dylan's done the same thing. Can we please not make anything out of this?
I don't know what you see in this guy.
You have two young guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Who have done a nice job in games and have both come off really well. I think they've both come off really well. If you want to go ahead and make a stink about one line that he said, not about Shador Sanders, everybody can go ahead. People clearly have their favorites in this situation. That's okay. But if you're looking at it from a football standpoint, Dylan played well. He made one really bad pass. Shador played well. He made one really bad pass. It wasn't picked off. Should have been, but it wasn't. And he made two really nice passes on the touchdowns. They both did a nice job. Can't we just be happy that we have two guys who look pretty good? Can't we?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I'll make this even worse.
Oh, great.
Good.
Crap like this is why guys don't say anything in press conferences. Because I will guarantee you from here on out, Dylan Gabriel is not going to say a damned thing in any press conference following it. You are going to get generic hogwash, and you're going to have to move on from there. He will now say nothing.
Email from Jack. This is a nothing sandwich, Jeff. That is correct, Jack.
Why are people so passionate about this?
Because guys like one guy or the other, Andy. Or neither, and they're rooting for Joe Flacco.
Hmm. Shaker, hi. Demos, how are you?
Demos.
Hello. Hi. Yes, yes. I agree with both of you here in that I think that Jeff's right, that this is nothing to really be worried about. But I do think that the kid is not media savvy yet, okay?
Which one, Gabriel?
Yeah, because he's
Demos, I disagree. He's really good.
Whoa, hold on. I'm just saying that when you make a statement like that, it does beg the question of like, why don't you just give a pat answer, and why come up with this sort of flowery, message to the world about media and entertainment and this and that? He didn't need to go there, and whatever. Part of his mind thought he needed to send a message out there. We don't need to hear that. And so whether he was taking a cut at him, whether he was just speaking in general about media, it's like it just didn't come out right. And that's why I'm saying that he's been in the media glare in Oregon and so forth. I'm just saying that now here in the NFL, if you're going to say stuff like that, and be clear about it at least, because to Andy's point, what did it mean? Did anyone follow up with him or him personally, or we have to listen to?
Yeah, no, that's where we got the media part. The media part was his follow up to the question that was asked by Aditi, that was in post game. So he was asked about it. That's where the whole media thing came out of it. That like the media thing didn't come out of the initial soundbite. It came out of what he said in the press conference. It's like.
And that's where context matters, right?
Yeah, correct.
Because if there's an expanded, answer that he gave, but they cut it down to that one sentence and say, see, it's about Shador. It's just a way to get more clicks. And look, you guys, how many segments are going to be about that on the
show? How many more segments do we have? We could do 3, 5, 6. I can go. We can go, anyway, 6.
I'm glad 6 more, they both are looking good.
Yep.
And I can't wait for Kenny Pickett to get on the field again so we can trade him quick for a fifth or better round. That's what I want.
There you go, Demos. Thank you. Thank you, Demos. Appreciate it.
Gentlemen, a little bit of news out of Ohio State. The Buckeyes have announced that Julian Sayin is quarterback 1. Julian Sayin, the starting quarterback of the Buckeyes.
I put him on the bronze list for next year.
Is he good to go? Well, there's been a lot of talk about Sayin and Kiholtz, and so
just saying.
Yeah, just saying. But coming even out of the spring game, most people said it was Julian saying, So now we'll see what he's saying against Texas. Labor Day weekend. Big, big, under the light. Oh, well, if they turn the lights on at noon, then it'll be under the lights.
Good job, Andy.
Big noon game.
You do get Gus Johnson and Joel Klatin. That's pretty darn good.
I think
you can live through that.
I think Gus was bored with the Buckeyes by the end of the year last year.
That is a factual statement.
That, and I think he's great. And
I'm also pretty sure he was renting an apartment at one point because I don't think he left.
He may as well have. Let's take a couple more here. Anthony's in Maple Heights. Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Hi, Anthony.
Hello, guys. Long time no hear, but I just wanted to call in. I understand, you know, what the topic is, but I will have to say I got a question to ask y'all.
Sure.
Don't we have more important things to worry about besides some petty statement as far as just concerning the Cleveland Browns?
Anthony, if you were here, I'd give you a hug.
He would. And then you'd feel awkward, and then you'd have to go to HR, and then we'd have something else to talk about.
But you know where you would take that back is I'm a Steelers fan. Go Steelers.
Oh, goodbye. Thank you. So easy.
Anthony, that was well played.
Let's go one more on this. Mark and Wycliffe.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So real quick, about the Dylan Gabriel comment.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a shot at Shador at all. But if you're a Browns fan, which I'm not, I would totally be okay with it. I hope these two don't like each other because the competition will breed success, and they each should be coming into camp every day trying to outdo one another.
Hungry. That's what we want. We want hungry quarterbacks. Thank you, Mark.
And that's what I meant when I said, so what if he did?
I think they both look good in the first two games.
They both did a very nice job, and I want to see more.
And by the way, the only place we might be seeing them now is on the bench. So
maybe.
Because if you got to believe if Pickett can go Saturday, he's going to play the second half.
Why is it that I still have this thought in my head that Kenny Pickett could be named the starter?
It's an interesting point, Jeff.
Even though I don't think he will.
Interesting point. Maybe I'll let you, or maybe you'll talk about that on your own show. Yeah, maybe we'll do that coming up here in a little bit. Oh, boy. Guardians. How are you feeling about them right now? 216-474-0092. Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.